Very good afternoon. The fall of the value of sterling since the referendum has accelerated over the last week. And in recent days, the pound has been at its lowest against the dollar for 31 years and at a five-year low against the euro. But what exactly does that mean for us? Well, earlier I spoke to Dave Penny from Invest Southwest and independent financial advisors from Taunton.
Well, the pound, since the referendum results on the 23rd of June, the pound has fallen dramatically against the dollar and the euro. And that has all kinds of knock-on effects, really, in our daily lives, Matt.
Are we actually going to start seeing things get more expensive? And by things, I'm thinking everyday things like, you know, petrol, household bills, those sorts of things.
Yes, most of what we consume comes from abroad. So we're going to see that feeding into our things we spend money on very quickly. I think petrol prices, fuel prices will go up quite quickly. That'll have an effect on energy bills as well, of course, at home. And then really, you know, the food that we buy, most of it's produced abroad. So in the supermarkets and the shops, clothes that we wear, they're all manufactured abroad, most of them. So we will see that feed through quite quickly because the pound has fallen so sharply.
When you just look at the umbrella, we're talking cost of living.
Cost of living, that's
right. And people will have to start thinking about what they can and can't spend money on. And of course, we're heading towards Christmas. This is one of the worst times this could happen, really, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose the holiday period's over. That's quite good news, isn't it?
Yeah, we've spent on our children and grandchildren. But yeah, it's still quite frightening. I think a lot of people get into that sort of, you know what your income is and you know what your outgoings are.
Yes. Yeah.
And if either one of those changes, then you have to sit down and think, OK, where can I make a bit more money or save a bit more money?
Yes, true. And yes, for Christmas shopping, I think we'll see the prices having risen by then. Inflation will rise. Is the expectation. Then when inflation rises, of course, that's likely to put interest rates up, which of course will have an effect on our mortgages and people that are borrowing. That'll increase the cost of their borrowing. So I think it would make sense to try and look at your budget and to see where you can tighten your belt before it becomes a problem.
Who is likely to be able to control this? Is this where the Bank of England will kick in and say, yes, interest rates have been this low for so long, but now we need to do something?
Well, you know, the nature of fluctuating currencies, in a way, it's the way that market should try and correct problems. The reason the pound has fallen is because the post-referendum results, it made the markets feel that the economy, the prospects of the economy aren't so good. So that the fluctuating currency rates are designed to try and correct that. But yes, absolutely, the Bank of England have some control over interest rates, although they're so low now it's difficult to make them lower. They're pumping more money into the economy via QE. So there's a little bit left in the tank for the Bank of England, but they've kind of used most of their tools already.
Where are we going to get the confidence back from then? Because, the whole society that we live in, it's fundamentally about confidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
People having the confidence to spend their savings.
Yes.
People having confidence to save. Businesses having confidence to get involved in investments and this, that and the other. How are we going to get that confidence back if it feels like everything's out of control for a bit?
Well, there's always two sides to every coin, isn't there? The good news of all of this is that people who do have pensions, and that's many people, and the people who have investments, they've been going through the roof in the last few weeks and months because they've been most earnings on those kind of things come from abroad, and the value of the foreign currency has gone up. So there's good news there. This is all a reflection of the fact that there are at least 2 years of negotiations coming up to leave the EU, and that is going to create instability. And I think the fact of the matter is we just have to face the fact for the next couple of years we don't quite know where things are going to go. Is it going to be a hard Brexit or a soft Brexit? And that uncertainty creates all these fluctuations in various markets and various currency values. So I can't tell you it's going to be fine next year, Matt. It's going to be nice and stable. Quite the opposite. I think we've got a lot of uncertainty, lots of news coverage coming up for the next couple of years. And where it will take us, who's to know?
What would be the ultimate advice then from a financial advisor such as yourself? Would it be actually just try and save a bit now and just... The rainy day might be coming.
Yes. If you think about what's coming up with the negotiations, there is going to be fluctuations. So I think before it becomes a problem, look at what you're spending your money on. I mean, obviously, one of the issues about the falling pound is it's good for exporters. So if you work in manufacturing or the company you work for is selling products abroad, then that should be good. Already, I think exporters are reporting better expectations of performance. But for us on the street, just be careful with your money because who's to know what the next 2 years will bring.
Dave Penny, an independent financial advisor from Taunton.